I'm Carol Slotin from the University of Minnesota, and the title of my presentation is Omaha System in Minnesota, Innovations in Public Health Nursing Education. And I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Madeline Kerr, who's in the audience, and Karen Munson, who collaborated on this project. And thank you for the opportunity to tell you a bit about our project in undergraduate education. And there are no disclosures. In this work, we are fortunate to have schools of nursing from around the world and the United States participate in the project. We want to acknowledge these faculty members, universities, and their students. Over the past years, national initiatives in undergraduate nursing education have highlighted the need to include health informatics in our curricula. In addition, as we move forward in the current healthcare environment, the importance of continuing to include population-based application of the nursing process is critical. In this project, we were able to address these two core components. In undergraduate nursing education, the AACN essentials drive our curricular development. Over the past several years, the CUSIN competencies have provided a clear framework that includes informatics, and patient or community-centered care. The Omaha system provides a research-based, standardized terminology to generate meaningful community-level assessment data in public health information systems. Windshield surveys have often been utilized in public health nursing courses as an introductory activity for the student to learn about a community. Many of you may be familiar with this activity. As the name implies, the windshield survey is the first look at a community, typically defined geographically. The student or a group of students are asked to use their senses, such as sight, hearing, smell, to learn about a community as they drive, walk, or use public transportation to get around that community. Windshield survey data include observational data, as well as some inferences based on these firsthand observations. These windshield data are an initial descriptive assessment of the community. A comprehensive community assessment typically follows. The purpose of this educational research project was to evaluate the use of an automated structured language, the Omaha system, at the community level using student-generated data through the windshield survey. This project also provided a process for the student to learn about the Omaha system. Specifically, we wanted to describe community strengths and challenges and learn about the adequacy of the Omaha system for conveying the data from windshield survey observations. We sent out an invitation through several listservs, such as the Omaha System Group and the Minnesota Omaha System User Group, for faculty along with their students to participate in this project. IRB status was exempt from review. The invitation contained one web link that gave access to all resources needed for this project. SurveyMonkey was utilized as the online software. We decided to use SurveyMonkey as it is user-friendly and an inexpensive method to collect data. We had an English and a Turkish version. The Turkish version was based on Istanbul University's use of the Omaha system over the past 10 years. The online survey included demographic data followed by checklists. Three domains in the Omaha system were identified that addressed community-level assessment, environmental, health-related behaviors, and psychosocial. Checklists were included under the domain headings that included signs and symptoms for each of 10 problems. And we have a handout that we'll pass out later that we can show you. I just realized that. We'll get that to you. These checklists were followed by an area for open-ended comments that included observed strengths and observed challenges. Two reviewers independently analyzed the comments for themes. The themes were brought to the full team of researchers to review for similarities and differences in classifying the data. Once consensus was reached, the themes were matched to Omaha System Problem Classification Scheme. Then we considered these findings in the redesign of the windshield survey tool. So participants, we had a total of 118 students from four countries provided data in the survey tool. As you can see, the U.S., the Midwest was well represented, as well as California. Within each domain, there were responses to all items. Open-ended comments that students recorded were readily mapped to the problem classification scheme that exists in the Omaha system. A new problem identified in the Omaha-ended comment data mapped to the social contact problem in the Omaha system. Examples of open-ended comments that led to this problem included 8 responses that represented strengths, such as a friendly community, 2 responses represented challenges, such as isolated from the larger community that students identified. Social contact was then added to the revised survey tool, as you'll see when you look at the handout, if you'd like to take a look at that. No new signs and symptoms from the other checkbox under each domain were identified. So it was just social contact. And then frequencies, in the communities that these students assessed, you can see that the frequencies of identified signs and symptoms were greatest for health-related behaviors, there were 362, followed by environmental, 343, and then psychosocial, 241. Looking more closely at the environmental domain, 51% identified safety as an issue in their community that they assessed. So this would include things like high crime, high pollution, inadequate space or resources to foster health, unsafe play areas, physical hazards, and threats of violence. 33% identified income, so that would be things such as difficulty buying necessities, low or no income, uninsured medical expenses. 9% included sanitation, such as inadequate sewage disposal or water supply, problems with insects or rodents, and 7% identified housing or residents, which would include homelessness or structurally unsound housing. And then in the health-related behaviors area, substance abuse was about 56%, and substance abuse included abuse of alcohol, buying or selling illegal substances, exposure to or use of cigarettes, cigar smoke, or using street drugs. 29% nutrition, which might have included overweight, underweight, or unbalanced diet, and 15% healthcare supervision, including things such as inconsistent source of health care, inadequate source of health care. And in the psychosocial area, 79% identified communication with community resources. So such things noting cultural barrier, inadequate or unavailable resources, language barrier, limited access to care, transportation barrier. And 13% interpersonal relationships, prolonged unrelieved tension, difficulty establishing and maintaining relationships. And then lastly, spirituality, conflicting beliefs in relation to medical or healthcare regimen. Because all problems as well as signs and symptoms were utilized by students, we have demonstrated preliminary validity of the Omaha system, which is a structure that was in the SurveyMonkey tool. Furthermore, the open-ended responses were able to be mapped to the Omaha system. We learned that the Omaha system is a useful tool for undergraduate public health nursing students. This innovative teaching learning tool allows students to experience standardized terminology in describing community assessments. the first step toward measuring community-level outcomes. The survey tool has been revised based on these data to include social contact as a problem, and each problem includes a checkbox and then an open-ended area for the student to write in strengths. That's it. Are there questions? Thank you for your attention.
Do you want to deal with that handout?
Yeah.
Let's, we can go.
The handout is just showing the domains in the Omaha system that we utilize, the problem, definition of the problem, and then the selected signs and symptoms. So it just gives you a format. And this is the revised tool, which includes social contact. Oh, are there more?
Comment or question for Carol.
Yes, I just said that the presentation that you just made, I think, would be very valuable to show to the local public health agencies that are responsible for doing community assessment, and even as you talk with health hospital groups who are now responsible for doing community assessment, it focuses on things that they might look for in their community that thinks in a different way than what hospitals typically think of what they're doing. So I think it's a real good way to show, here's your summary of your community assessment. Have your staff do it in your community, so whatever.
Great, thank you.
I was just going to ask about that too, Carol. How did you share that with their, the next step of the students reporting on their findings to an external group?
Not at this point. but it's a great question. Typically what we've done, and we just did this last semester with a group of students under a little bit of a different curricular model, but typically, and I think what we can do going forward, is we often bring this back to the agency, where at the end of their time with the agency, the students bring a presentation to the public health nurses, program managers, whoever isn't has the time and can make it, and it's a great opportunity for the students, and we've also learned in those kind of situations the agency itself learns a lot too, and it's a great dialogue. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Pat.
I'm having difficulty understanding how they get some of this information on the windshield survey.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could just explain one of them, like communication with community resources.
Well, it probably, yeah, a lot of them, or a number of them, I think, is, we had quite a discussion on this with our team here, Madeline and Karen and our research assistant. In the Omaha system, we were really looking at, and as they went out with the windshield survey, there certainly were inferences that were being made based on what their observations were. And so, I don't know, Madeline, do you want to say more about how we took some of that?
Well, we did not describe a certain windshield survey.
That too,
so
yeah. Right.
So the students typically had some tool that guided their observations, and then when they translated their findings into the Omaha system language, that's where I think they may have used knowledge that they had to make inferences. But in the open-ended comment, for example, they mentioned many liquor stores or,
right,
you know, how they observed
Which one did you?
Yeah, communication with community resources, so transportation.
Right, and I think, you know, some students mentioned being in a community, observing on the street maybe immigrant or newly, appeared to them to be newly immigrant people, and yet maybe the signage was not appropriate for them. So I think they were making a bit of, you know, some leaps, or using that deeper knowledge piece. That's why I think how we took it. Absolutely. Yeah, it could certainly be taken, I think, to that next step. Absolutely.
And I was thinking about our local public health department has been asked to do some neighborhoods, you know, door to door, maybe even doing a little bit more of a kind of key informant.
Yeah, it could certainly be taken to that step also. Great, thank you.